definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Good Monday morning, everyone, and welcome into the End of the Bench here on 100.7 The Score, 100.7thescore.com, Hax Collier and Lucas Edition. Boy, you better limber your backs up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, better get stretched. You're going to be carrying me for the next 3 hours, and that ain't an easy chore. Lawrence roughed me up, man.
Yeah? The humidity or not the baseball withstanding?
Oh, I don't know. It's that weird Oriad Hotel.
It's that pizza.
I got the pizza the first night with Gus. So we got that out of the way. No, it's just baseball suckage.
Yeah.
Just not fun. Not what we're used to. Not what the expectations have become. And not any fun. How was your weekend?
Not any fun. No, it was fine.
What'd you do?
Oh, I got a softball team. Struggled mightily to finish the year. Blair's still not playing. Still working her way back from that. What seems like season-long high ankle sprain, because basically it has been a season-long high ankle sprain. She heard it before conference play started, never even had an opportunity to do any of that, so that's kind of sucked. But I got to watch a little baseball yesterday, Brooks and company. They got beat up pretty good too, but he got on base 3 out of his 4 at-bats, and his 4th at-bat was a fly ball to the outfield, and we were playing I don't know where they were from, but it was a group of kids that didn't think too highly of our ball club, and the center fielder was basically playing a shallow second base, and Brooks almost made him pay for that with the ball over his head, which would have been just comical. Nothing I love more than watching 13-year-old kids disrespecting the little kid, and even one of the parents or coaches said something about Brooks' strike zone while he was batting. I was like, dude, this guy's batting 3-hole. He's going to get on base against you. Go ahead and make fun of how short he is. He's going to get on base, and then
we're going to fight.
Yeah. I don't understand parents sometimes at games like that, chirping at 13-year-olds and just don't understand it. But it was good. He got on base 3 out of 4 times, made some plays at second. The weather was nice. So it was a good time at the baseball fields most of the day yesterday.
Man, when we landed yesterday, it was like the nicest weather I've ever seen in Lubbock.
It was great. It was kind of chilly in the morning, and
so beautiful.
Depending on where you sat, the wind was blowing, but I wanted to sit where the wind was blowing because I knew by the time the morning was gone, it was going to be a little toasty. That wind was still there.
I knew we were in for some good weather when the plane landed like a feather.
Yeah.
You barely felt the wheels touch the ground, and I was like, oh, yeah, it's going to be nice out there.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the whole baggage process takes about 45, 50 minutes. And this is the way I've come to operate for my entire life here. I've always loved the family waiting on you at the airport to greet you. And I've only got to experience it like twice, even in the Tulsa days, because the Tulsa airport was so far away from Glenpool. And I had a ride home anyway. I had a bus to my car.
Yeah.
So I got that once or twice, you know, hey, I'm back, you know. So yesterday, Jen drives the black car up there. Cameron, with her new license, drives the white car up there. And we land at 7:47, and we get in the big people mover. And we come through the gate, and I was like, hey, that's Mickey. Hey, there's my Mickey. I haven't seen her in forever, you know, and she's so cute in her little red dress. And so we drive by. They should have just let us out right when we came through the gate. No, we had to go around all the way to the parking lot. So we unload, and I start to walk towards my family.
Yeah.
And she is leaving and now riding off into the sunset and just left me behind.
Yeah.
I called her. I was like, what are you doing? I was like, what are you talking about? So I just drove by you. Mickey was looking right at me. Heartbreaking.
Where did they go? They just were tired of waiting.
Don't just took off. All three of them. All three of the girls. Bye-bye. Lucas, how was your weekend?
It was very busy. Apparently here in Lubbock, they had this band, choir, orchestra competition. So we had a bunch of middle schoolers at main event on Saturday morning. I think we had over 670-something middle schoolers and kids running around our establishment. So It was very chaotic. Not as many chaperones. I think there was like 12 kids for every chaperone, which is not a very good ratio in my opinion.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was very, very busy. But school's about to be done, so it's just going to be more busy every day there. So. You gotta live with it. I've been through it once last summer, so I'm prepared for this summer.
My wife was telling me about a deal you guys have there, like something like kids get 2 free games of bowling over the summer. I don't know the dates and all that in particular, but
yeah,
that's pretty solid. That's pretty solid. That might entice me to go that way. Brooks had a band trip as well to Arlington. Then he got back to play baseball. They went to a Rangers game on Friday.
Nice.
Yeah, went and performed, got all ones in their competition, went to the Rangers game. Yeah. Went to the Rangers game, got to see him win on Friday. There was a home run hit in their direction, not quite to them, the game-winning home run. Then went to some place similar to main event in the Metroplex before coming back home. So they had their own version of that.
Well, I'm glad somebody's having fun. It ain't me.
That's not the baseball team right now either, so they feel your pain. I jokingly sent a message to somebody that tweeted out something about, you know, canceling the non-conference game so it doesn't hurt the RBI. I texted him back and said, maybe we should cancel the conference games too.
I don't care anything.
Conference road games, cancel those.
I find it hilarious because last night and this morning I heard Jamie give his summation of what Tadlock is going to say tonight. And then somebody else that I was riding with, it might have been Gus, say what he thought Tim Tadlock was going to say tonight. And it lasted all of 15 seconds. Let's get an hour out of that guy tonight. I can't wait. Oh, that's going to be brutal. But we'll get it done.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Here's your headlines. We got Red Raider baseball with Tim Tadlock tonight at 6 on Double T 97.3 and High School Fan Zone at 6 on 100.7 The Score. Texas Tech baseball gets swept by Kansas. Walked off 11-2 and 7-3. Now back to exactly 500 and in a fight for their lives when it comes to the NCAA tournament. I know some people kind of scoff at that, like, oh, they're going to make it. Well, you got the 2 toughest teams in the league, I think. You're getting ready to play next. And OU just keeps sweeping teams. OSU just keeps taking 2 out of 3 from teams. Cowboys won the series with the Sooners in the regular season, but OU's lost very little out of that. West Virginia and Oklahoma are the only two. West Virginia and Oklahoma State are the only two teams that have beaten Oklahoma.
No, Texas beat them over the weekend.
I forgot about that.
It was weather. It got stopped by weather. But, yeah. No, I mean, and that's – that one's a little different, too.
So, you have Texas Tech softball. They took 2 of 3 from Houston at Houston. Good wins there. And they have one regular season series left. And that is with Texas coming up this weekend. Rocky Johnson Field. Need a good crowd there, too. And hopefully knock off the Longhorns couple times there, and it was close last year. We'll see how it goes this year, and then you'll have the Big 12 tournament. The NBA's kind of gone crazy. It's getting better and better. Tonight you got Boston-Miami. Boston leads that series 2-1. Oklahoma City is about to sweep New Orleans. Chuck told them they were going to Galveston, the Pelicans. It's like, you guys are getting, you're not going to Cancun. You're going to Galveston. Charles Barkley said that.
You just made fun of it. And it was actually really good television, other than making fun of Galveston and offending a lot of people. But
that dirty water.
And Shaq, I mean, I'll be honest, most of the time I just watch for them. I'll watch if I know a game's late on TNT when I get home on a Thursday night, I'm like, I'll watch the last 3 minutes of this game. What the heck? I'll endure 3 minutes of this just so I can watch them be stupid.
The Lakers and Denver play tonight. Denver's got a chance to win because they're up 3-1. The Stars play tonight at 8:30 on ESPN. Dallas needs this one to get it back level in the series. The draft is in the books, and sources say Ezekiel Elliott is expected to return to the Dallas Cowboys. Okay.
Yeah, pending a physical, according to Ian Rappaport this morning. About 6 a.m. this morning. I guess he wanted to beat everybody to the punch on that one, even though it seemed like everybody thought that was going to happen anyway over the last week. That was the big move that they made this offseason. Because if you looked at all the people they drafted, it didn't seem...
We're going all in.
Yeah.
Suns get swept. The Clippers were up by 31, fell behind and won over Dallas.
Did you see over the weekend, I think it was it Saturday? Might have been Friday. Luka had some custom car that matched his shoes. I don't remember what it was, but it was a vintage car. And had 77 on the side. It might have been the General Lee. Sorry, can I call it that anymore? The Dukes of Hazzard car. I think it was that, but purple. I mean, it was weird looking, and... I saw a video of him pulling it into American Airlines Center, but people had video of him stuck in traffic on the way. And you think, oh, that can't be real. And the guy pulls up next to him, and he's wearing a suit, and he's just sitting there stuck in traffic. Luka driving his own car. He's probably like, we're never doing a promotion like this again. And then he looks at the check that he got from Nike to do it, and he's okay with it.
He's just fine with that. Transfer portal's about to close. Teams trying to fill their rosters. And we'll see who Texas Tech can grab here. And don't forget, they can still grab people through the summer, too. I saw a list of Power 5 teams that did not have anybody drafted, and it was interesting.
I have that list, too.
Do you have it?
Yeah. Want me to pull it up?
Yeah, go for it.
I got to get the email in here, but... All right, Power 5 teams that didn't have people drafted. Nebraska was one of them. Virginia Tech. Then we're going to get into a lot of Big 12 here, my friend. First, let's go with Syracuse. That doesn't really surprise me. Colorado.
Yeah, I saw that.
Arizona State, and Baylor. Big 12 representing. I know that obviously that'll change, hopefully, next year. You want a list of schools that did have people drafted? As opposed to
I thought Oklahoma State was on the list.
Not according to the one that I had, but you might be right now that I think about it.
They did not have a draftee.
Yeah, this I guess this story, it says Power 5 schools. You might have a more in-depth list, but that was, gosh, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4, 4 Big 12 teams that didn't seem to be Big 12 teams. Well, I'm going to rattle off some of the ones that did get drafted for you then. Holy Cross. Eastern Kentucky, Texas A&M, Commerce, Southeastern Missouri State,
SEMO,
New Hampshire, UConn, they played in a BCS Bowl once, Rice, Houston, Christian, Yale, and Western Michigan. And don't forget the University of British Columbia.
Ay, ay, ay. That's craziness.
There's somebody on the Oklahoma State roster, I'm sorry, that has got to be better than some of these individuals.
Apparently not.
Or some of the individuals drafted.
Nah, it just means you got everybody coming back. You know Bowman's a first-round draft pick.
You guys have everybody coming back, so that's probably
Backfoot Bowman, man. He's going to hear his name.
Backfoot Bowman hands it off again to the one good guy on the offense. I know you have a lot of good guys on the offense. I know Haxton was thinking about me all weekend long because I got a random tag on a tweet.
Yeah.
And it was partially because he was saying my name all weekend long, whether he liked it or not.
It was?
Yeah, all weekend long.
Why?
Number 7 in your program, number 1 in your heart, Collier Cranford.
Oh, I did think about you. I did think about
you. You didn't even
you.
Know it. You were just saying my name all weekend long.
Collier Cranford.
Well, you were saying my dad's name when West Virginia was in town because they had a Sam White, and that's my dad's name. So,
how about that on Friday? What was it? Sam Hunt came in. That situation, I know it didn't turn out great, but what was it? It was Sam Hunt, and then it was the New Mexico kid at bat. But
For the Ace Flooring Center chat line, no need to panic, Hacks. This team can still achieve. I'm not sure they can achieve something. That's for Marcus. Yeah, I'm not sure either.
Hey, I'll do what I did on television last week. When the last time that Tech lost as bad as they did to New Mexico was 2017. Actually, when they lost to New Mexico, that was the second worst loss ever to New Mexico. But the last time they lost by double digits to New Mexico was 2017, which was a win away from a super regional. So there. And then Don Williams did the work for me. The last time Texas Tech baseball was swept by Kansas, 2014.
Hmm.
So there you go. There's a little positivity.
Okay.
They went to the College World Series. So there.
Call your holler next time an adult is mean to your kiddo. I'll come in swinging too. That's beyond.
you get used to it at those little league fields.
Collier, can you please retell the story about when you first realized that Alanis Morissette wrote "You Ought to Know About You"?
It all started at a movie theater. Well, I'll tell the rest of it later.
All right, that's coming up. Maybe my phone will turn on. We'll see. Well, I'm up to 11%.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
So, you destroy your chair down there, by the way? What's going on?
Something fell off.
What you got going on there? Hot plate?
Oh, I have no idea. Seems like something Lucas or Clint. It's one of those things that you volumize your hair with.
No, you don't need about that. You're good.
Yeah. Or it's the bottom of the chair. Yeah. I got it all cut off last week. Got rid of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks good.
High and tight.
Reporting for duty, sir.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, man. So.
I'm going for the Craig Stadler.
I can't. I think if I could shave it off, I would at this point. But it's a part of me now, apparently. And I don't want to look at how old I look with it off. That's probably part of it as well. You probably aged a little bit over the weekend. I know you don't want to go over it too much, but
yeah.
What kind of went wrong this weekend? I know we've got only a couple minutes, but at least we can hash
couple
out
minutes.
Some. Well, no, I mean a couple minutes this hour. Well, it goes to 54. Isn't that what it is?
Man, it's like 55 and change.
Oh, I hear the music at 54, right? Late 54. It's only taken me 4 months.
7 minutes?
To figure out
when I don't think I could pull 7 minutes.
You can figure something out here.
It's such a weird deal. It's an oddity to me that where you play and what conditions you play in matter so much. I've seen it, but I don't think I've seen it at this extreme. You're 8 days off of sweeping West Virginia,
mm-hmm.
which is the top four team in the league, maybe top three.
Yeah.
And you were in control the whole time. You trailed for like half an inning for 3 days. You never really felt like you were going to lose.
Yeah.
Never felt pressed. Every piece worked for the most part. When you needed a big play, you got it. When you needed a big pitch, you got it. Then you fast forward to Tuesday and you look like Slayton out there against New Mexico. There I go again. I always do that. The local.
You gotta pick another
local.
You gotta
town.
Pick a small town, like not in our listening. Just off the Cap Rock. Just go right past Post.
You look like Crosbyton.
I think that one's in.
That's right at the edge of the Cap Rock. Push you off of it.
That's where it switches over to that other radio station.
Yeah. You lose 17-3, and then you go up and you just don't. You turn 7 double plays.
And you needed 8. This is what it turned out. You needed an 8th.
And lose school record, tie national record for double plays in a 9-inning game. You just the feelings are just completely different. Like the feeling sitting there at home is we're going to be good. No matter who we're playing, we're going to be good. We're going to be fine. Except for Tuesday when you got again, demolished by New Mexico.
Well, that was one of those easy to get over when at least you thought in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I don't.
Well, you go up there. Kansas is better than we think they're going to be.
Yeah, and I think we knew they were a little bit.
The wind's blowing in from right field.
Yeah,
we had so many balls that would have been gone at Rip Griffin Park that didn't fly out.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're not hitting home runs, we're not winning. Period.
No, that's... Unfortunately, it seems like it's...
And the pitching...
It's true.
The pitching, I thought, was... it's going to sound crazy. Was about 90% pretty good. Now, that 10% had a 5-walk inning.
Yeah.
3-walk inning. Some of the middle relievers getting pummeled. I mean, Josh Sanders goes out there, hadn't given up a run since UCF, gives up 2 runs. Then you get behind, you can't catch up, you lose. The whole thing with Dylan Maxey was scary as hell. Oh,
yeah. I mean, just right there on the double T, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, but he was with the team.
Yeah, he was He was at the dinner, the team dinner that night. He got discharged real quickly. Yeah.
Which is amazing. I mean, that was scary. They didn't even show it again, which they didn't need to. The one thing I will say, even my wife mentioned this, I get it. You don't show it. You make the person. But these days, everybody can rewind their television. So you're just, you're not really. I saw it. I was like, where did it hit him? You know, that it was that. I thought maybe it hit him right here. Like, actually hit him. So I had to rewind and watch it. And I was like, oh, wow. I mean, that was just like two heads.
Flush.
Yeah. And the sound was different, too.
Uh-huh.
It was a different sound. Glad he got out of the hospital and everything that night. And it was a quick thing, quick turnaround.
Yeah, I mean, by the time we got back and settled in and towards the end of dinner, he was in the team room eating and walking around and just fine, and was just fine yesterday. So,
yeah.
You know, that has, to me, gotten really old with what happened with Owen Washburn.
Yeah, three times in 1 year.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like that.
The Trumbello thing
was
extremely traumatizing for people in that program.
Yeah, a lot of people in that club.
I mean. Yeah. So, and that happened, week three of the season. So, you know, Owen's just sitting there, gets cracked in the face with a line drive, and didn't even see it coming. And then Dylan gets knocked out. So, I don't know. I don't know what direction they're going to go. It could be any of them. It could be into the tank. It could be right back to where you're winning. You could get hot down the stretch. You could miss the NCAA tournament. I have absolutely no way of telling you which way this bunch is going to go.
Well, the frustrating thing is, as we wrap up hour one, is you mentioned we only have four home games left. Then you got a trip to Stillwater, who arguably, I mean, top two, maybe even the best, you know. You said they already have a win, series win over the guys in front of them. Then you go to Arizona, play two home games against Arizona State, and one neutral site game, which last I checked ain't at home. So, six of your final 10 on the road.
You can almost see it, too, with just like, the humidity and the wind, it's had its effects over the last, not just last week, like the last 4 years. It's been weird.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
I watch Eddie Van Halen, RIP, his wife, every single week on the Kids Baking Championship. I'm a big Valerie Bertinelli fan.
Interesting.
I watch shows because I can't cook. And it's always desserts, you know.
Desserts, yeah. I can't cook desserts either, yeah. My buddy Jody says, Van Halen, not Van Hagard, Joe Dirt. That was a Joe Dirt line. Joe Dirte. I can't remember. We had one of those laughing despite the pain moments yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was myself, Gus, and Stern in the rental car. And we got to talking about Zoolander. And when he's, I think he got the black lung pop. And his dad's been down there in the coal mine for 30 years. And Zoolander's been down there for about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I think you got the black lung pop. I can't remember what the reference was, though. I do know that.
That's where you got the mer. No, that's it. Or in the bar later.
He's in the bar.
Yeah, that's in the bar.
He's Merman.
Merman.
Oh, great. Great bad movie. My rental cars are a target for bad. The one that we drove around all through Fort Worth and up to Arkansas. Got a cracked windshield, smashed it basically, went straight down from a rock. And then the Dodge that we had rented took a knot on the head from a foul ball yesterday, right on top, hailstone, bam. But at least it wasn't on the windshield. It could have been that.
Yeah. Do you ever figure out the other one, the insurance for the...
Shh. Nobody's contacted us yet.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Everything's fine.
I misremembered. Misremembered.
Mm-hmm. Let's do them burning.
2 minutes of nonstop in-your-face inquiries with no end in sight. It's time now for Burning Questions.
All right, we mentioned in hour one, 10 regular season games left, over under 6.5 wins for under. The Raider baseball team. Holy cow, what's the number then?
4.
You got 4 home games left, UTRGV tomorrow, which you can listen to on Double T 97.3. Broadcast starts at 6, right? First pitch, 6:30,
yep.
Rip Griffin Park.
Yep.
Then you got Oklahoma rolling into town after back-to-back losses. I'm sure they probably have a midweek as well. But so 4. Are they all 4 at home? Are you going to get something in Stillwater? You're just a week ago, you were all, yeah, but we always win in Stillwater. I figured you would go over that number. You can get 3 at home this weekend. Steal 1 there. Steal 1 on the well. That 6.5 might be a little high. How about, so you only think 4. See if there's any optimism over there. Okay, I'll drop it to 5.5. Lucas, over under 5.5 wins in the final 10.
Yeah, I'll take the over. I'll give it a shot.
Okay, there, I dropped the number down. Hack's not even going to budge, though. I don't know how good Arizona State is, or UNLV for that matter, but I would hope that you can at least steal 1 on the road there. All right. Playing off of that, if you could have 1 pitcher and 1 hitter to add to this team from the last decade, who would they be? And it cannot be Josh Jung because he's currently unavailable. The one that's still playing that is available is currently hurt, so you can't go with Josh Jung. So you've got a bat to add to the lineup to maybe kickstart whatever is the issue on the road, which we know is just getting the ball in play, not over the fence, and a pitcher that can...
You know what? I want some heart and some leadership. I'm going to go Hunter Hargrove. That's some heart.
Yeah.
Some toughness. Some leadership.
Somebody that will get after these guys and...
So grab somebody by the jersey and say, let's play ball.
Yeah.
That would be him.
Yeah.
They were best buds, too.
Yeah, him that's Josh. True. I was about to say so.
They were best of friends.
Pitcher? I'm giving you both. I'm giving you both. A guy to put in the lineup and then a guy to throw.
A little healthy Stephen Gingrey.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody else's health is good to go. It's just Josh, because I knew that would probably be an easy go-to in the lineup, because you knew he was probably going to find a gap.
Gang was pitcher of the year, and then went to pitch for Team USA and never was the same.
Yeah.
And kind of ruined his career.
All right, now the goofy ones. Would you rather hang out with birthday boy Willie Nelson for a week or birthday boy Jerry Seinfeld for a week?
Seinfeld.
What's that? He seems like he could be a little stuffy.
Oh, he would be. Yeah.
What would you... I mean, you can't try to make him laugh. Because it's well documented. You see him and he just roasts anybody that tries to...
What's the deal with your shorts?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just first reaction.
Yeah. Lucas, so you're not going to hang out with the 91-year-old. Are you going to hang out with the 70-year-old or the 91-year-old?
Did you see Chuck strut by right there?
I did.
He's strutting.
He
Oh,
it's... Oh, he just turned. He turned and... I thought he looked back. I think he's talking to somebody in that office. He cocked his head and turned and looked back really quick. Lucas, sorry.
I would probably more than likely hang out with Jerry.
Jerry.
Seinfeld. Yeah.
Man. If you could get a week of touring with either one.
Willie.
I mean, because obviously you would see the same show. Well, I guess Jerry would probably change that up.
The smoke, place to place. The smoke would get to me.
Yeah, probably. How about that? Does that change anything for you, Lucas?
No, not really.
All right. I had one more superhero-related, but it was actually sidekick-related. I'm sure we're going to have time over the next hour, and maybe I'll just throw it out there randomly. I'm not going to give it to you right now, though, because the music's playing, and it's going to be one that you need to get into deep thought.
Demi Moore at prime or Sharon Stone at prime?
Demi Moore, whichever one.
Basic Instinct, Sharon Stone?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you're on the wrong side of this one. More coming up right after this.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
One more for us here on the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 100.7thescore.com. I got a text from an old buddy. He's on his way to a meeting. Heard the beard ACL story. Said he was laughing, reliving those moments.
The good old days.
The good battle days. It's good stuff. I will not out him.
No.
Hax, did you like the picture of Scarlett Johansson? Yes, I did. Very much. Thank you, Clay. That was very nice of you. Knicks went to the Broncos.
Yeah. The pretty boy quarterback room.
Bazell is in his draft year, so I think that's what this person's trying to say. He's on better behavior. Have you all discussed how Texas Tech baseball has absolutely no fight in them? There is a different tone. And it's weird because I've thought in years past, not every year, but some years, the talking, the chirping, taunting was way over the top. Protect baseball. Like, I like a good edge.
When was this? Last year, 2 years ago, somewhere around there?
2 years ago, last year.
Without outing anybody, I'm just saying, yeah.
Well, the last year that Jace was on
the
team, you had Cole Stillwell, and you had Drew Baker, and you had guys that really liked to talk. And sometimes, I mean, you remember how Jace acted after he hit the home run against Texas. And he just went bananas.
Yes.
Talking to everybody that he could around the bases. So you've had that kind of team. And then you have this kind of team that just, and again, we're in the press box. I can't hear everything. Can't see everything. We can't see into the Tech dugout when we're at home. We didn't know Owen got hit. I mean, there's things that we don't know, okay? But this year's team does not seem to have that kind of nasty edge to it that we've been. I think Texas Tech baseball is at its best when it's feared a little bit. And I think we've had that before, and it's helped win games.
Yeah, and I mentioned it a little bit earlier. I think, you know, not that it was necessarily – I thought it was sometimes over the top last year with Bazell, but he doesn't seem to be as fiery as he was a year ago.
Beckel was nuts.
Yeah.
Remember? I mean,
yeah. And
Beckel got the strikeout and then got to talk it and got suspended.
Yeah. And you don't really have, and we, it seems like we saw some of that early in the season from a couple of pitchers, but you have, really haven't had those moments, those opportunities. I mean, other than Ryan Free with his, you know, stepladder over the, that's the only demonstrative thing I can think of from any pitcher on a regular basis this year. And that's just a routine that he does. It has nothing to do with what he just did to get a final out of an inning. Yeah, it's definitely missing. It's not there. It's a group effort, though. Maybe it's just not the personality of the majority of these people. And like I said, you can't do
Kyle that. Robinson's one of the nicest dudes I've ever been around.
Yeah. You can't do that if you're Bazell, though, this year. If you want to help your pitchers out, you can't be that guy.
Benchwarmers, how many wins does Tech need to get to secure the postseason?
Well, I tell you one thing. If they go 4-6, that number that was thrown out there, I don't feel too good. I guess it depends on what the four are.
33 and...
They're 29 right now, right?
33, and let's add one win in Dallas because we never win there. Or Arlington.
I don't think that one matters, though.
That really, it does not matter much unless you are with an RPI of 150 and you go win the tournament. That's the only reason it matters anything.
If you were 4-6 the rest of the way, you would be 33-22. Math is not good. 33-23. That's not.
It doesn't sound good, does it?
That does not sound good. Mm-hmm. I would avoid going 4-6 the rest of the regular season. I would avoid that at all costs. 6, maybe 7. 7, I would feel a lot better with 7. 36-17 feels a lot safer. There are a lot of teams down there. I mean, you gotta look at the rest of the country in this as well and go, hey, you know, we're not playing great baseball. And, again, I go through these
neither
things at
Neither is Florida,
time.
Neither
yeah.
is...
I mean, there are teams in there, but, like, Oklahoma, they're sitting in a good place. They're 25-16. They played one less series than you. They have one less loss than you. Alabama, I know they're playing in the SEC. They have 16 losses. UC Irvine, they're not playing in the SEC. They have 18 losses, and they're ranked in the top 20. A lot of teams have 18, 17 losses.
That's
right now.
A good idea to take the focus off yourself for a little bit.
Look at some of these other numbers. Yeah. There's very few teams in the country that have less than 10 losses on the season. There are very few teams that have under 15 losses on the season. I mean, I realize you have more than that, but I'm just saying, ain't every team out there, you know, just steamrolling everybody. There's a handful at the top, and there's a reason they're at the top, but you get 64 in there, not just 4.
Benchwarmers, when is the Chuck Hex race? I'm going to the dock today, and I'm afraid that I'm going to be in such bad shape they won't let me leave. Like, you know, in all good consciousness, we can't let you leave the doctor's office. You're that close to death, so.
But we hear you have that race later today against Chuck, and we want to see what happens.
we heard about Chuck. There's a race, and there's odds on the race, and, you know, people around here got some money on the race, so you got to go out there and do that. I don't know when. We'll see. But, again, I stand by it. I could put this helmet on backwards and tie my shoes
and outrun Chuck. You mentioned it during one of the breaks. I guess this was something about running the bases, too. If we're talking running bases, not a straight line thing, he has no chance against you. I mean,
can't turn.
You ran bases in college. Like, I mean, you ran bases.
Yeah.
When's the last time Chuck ran around bases?
Oh. Watch this Sunday, you know, Sunday fun day at the ballpark. They let all the little kids.
Yeah.
Chuck will be out there practicing. Right. Hey, can I get a few spins around here, Coach Tedlock? I got to see what my time is.
Got any tips for me?
Wasn't the over-positive Tech fans calling, wanting to host a regional, hope we get in now, Wreck'em? Yeah, I mean, guilty. I mean, we entertained it. It was a long shot. But after sweeping West Virginia and your ascending RPI, you started to look into the future, and you're like, well, go and win the series against Kansas. Don't get beat 17-3 by New Mexico. Then you got two high RPI teams in Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. Well, what if you win those series? So, we entertained it. Still very much a long shot. But after the sweep of West Virginia, we did entertain it.
Yeah.
As soon as New Mexico left town, that thing was flat on its face.
Yes, we entertained it, but from the get-go, I wanted to see what they could do on the road, and unfortunately, we found out what they couldn't do on the road over the weekend.
And all season.
Yeah. Just get in at this point.
Yes.
That's the goal.
We'll end it with boo for OU.
I didn't.
On the Ace Flooring Center chat line.
I was just mentioning them.
Their name. The name of the standings.
And I even mentioned that they played one less series.
Yeah.
And you had one less win or loss than them. I was saying everything positive one way.
You were fine.
That's the name that was on the bottom of the top 25. They're probably not even in that top 25 anymore.
All right. Thanks to Dave. Thanks to Lucas. Some hacks. Bottom line coming up next.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.